Previously on Elementary. You work for Sherlock.
She's not my partner. She's my protege. I realized it wasn't you I was afraid of losing. It was our relationship, the mechanics of it, the give and the take. So I realized I could do it again.
Were you aware that her records in the UK only date back 5 years? Before then, Kitty Winter didn't exist.
We think that Kitty needs help above and beyond my mentorship.
You read the same file I did. She's a rape victim.
The training I'm attempting to provide her, the same training I provided you, it is in part an attempt to channel certain residual feelings that she has into a productive skill.
I want it. I want every bit of what he's offered me, of what he offered you. But if I've learned one thing, it's that he can't pull it off. Not by himself, anyway. Will you say what's annoying you? Help me. So, did he behave himself while I was gone?
That depends. Are you talking about the frowny one with the hard shell, or do you mean Clyde?
Take your pick.
Shell was good. He had me pretty busy while you were in Denmark.
What's up?
Master beckons. Go, the number 2, map room. 39th Street Library, post haste. Contact Raphael, curator, upon arrival. I guess he needs a map, post haste. It's fine, it's brilliant, actually. He's been giving me a lot more responsibility. The way I see it, the chores are my tuition.
Look, if you want the benefit of my experience, he knows you see it that way. And he'll take advantage if you let him. So, once in a while, it's good to make him wait.
I almost did last night. I had plans. I've got to know this group at the coffee house near the brownstone. We're gonna go for drinks.
I think it's good that you're making friends. Friends that are not Sherlock.
Well, he needed me, so I dropped out.
No, Kitty is with you. Please remind that her phone notifies sender when she has received and read a text. As does yours.
Enjoy your day, Watson.
So I'm not here to pick up a map.
No. I was very clear with Mr. Holmes. There was a robbery. I think it was one of the guards, a man by the name of Gerald Vogel. He didn't show up for a shift last night. I tried calling him, but he didn't answer. I checked his rounds from the night before last. That's when I noticed the maps were gone.
Were the drawers like this and you found them?
No, I opened them. I'm still going through them, but so far these are the drawers the maps were taken from.
Video surveillance?
Disabled.
More reason for you to suspect Mr. Vogel.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but why isn't Mr. Holmes here? Miss Hudson specifically recommended it.
He's finishing up some other business.
Well, I hope she conveyed to you the importance of discretion. I mean, if it got out that we couldn't keep our own collection safe, private benefactors would stop donating, and I know our insurer would have plenty to say.
Mr. Holmes and I are nothing if not discreet.
Good. Because all we want is to find Gerald and recover the maps. Provided he cooperates, we won't press charges.
You might be getting ahead of yourself. You're missing guard, maybe innocent. These scratches on the first few drawers, it looks like someone's tried to pick the locks. But on this last drawer, no scratches. Suggesting that when he realized that his skills weren't up to snuff, he went looking for someone who had keys. I don't think your guard is a thief. I think he's just the helper.
Wait, by helper, do you mean accomplice? Or do you think someone forced Gerald to do it?
There were other guards on duty the night he went missing, right?
Of course. Look, if this turns out not to be an inside job, I still hope you can resolve this quietly.
Your concern, Mr. Vogel, is quite touching.
Wait, you're not calling the police, are you?
I'm calling Sherlock. You should call the police.
So how did you know to look in here?
There were other guards making their rounds the night of the robbery. Even though the thief disabled the cameras, walking Mr. Vogel out at gunpoint wasn't an option, so whatever he did, he had to do it quickly and quietly and in here. So he strangled him.
Her first hidden corpse. You must be so proud.
You jest, but indeed I am. Can't put a price on that kind of training.
So you said your friend referred you to this curator?
At first he thought it was a matter which could be handled internally, but when it became more than that, Kitty called me, I called Watson, and Raphael called you. I must say, I find it alarming that we were able to get here before you and your men. We were called simultaneously. If you like, I could share my analysis of Midtown traffic patterns.
We're good, thanks.
Anyway, gave me some time to make a few observations of my own. I've come to the conclusion that much of this crime is smokescreen, unnecessary noise, to cover the thief's actual objective.
So you don't think he was here to steal maps?
I think he was here to steal a map. Or at least I'm raising that possibility.
Before you got here, he pointed out that most of these drawers were chosen because of convenience.
These are the first drawers that one encounters upon entering this aisle and are at an easy height to reach. That drawer, however, is the very opposite of convenient. Only one map was removed. I submit that it alone was the thief's intended prize.
Do we have an inventory of what's missing?
Raphael!
We recently created a catalog of high-res scans of our collection. This is the map that's gone missing from the far drawer.
The County of King James, Virginia, 1794.
It's the only known copy. But it's not actually the most valuable of the maps that were taken.
How much are we talking?
We haven't appraised it in some time, but I put it in the $200,000 range. But the map taken from that drawer there is worth twice that much.
But you think this one was the real target?
A permanent loan from Hollisbury, October 1951.
That name is familiar to you?
Yeah, I've seen his name on the walls of hospital wings. Obviously he's passed away now, but his family still runs an active charity.
If the map is on loan, it means the Bray family still owns it, so perhaps one of them can tell us what's so special about it.
I don't think anyone has thought about the things my granddad loaned the library in decades. I can't imagine how anyone even knew the map was there.
The library recently scanned its collection and made it available on the internet, so it's possible whoever stole the map learned of its existence via their website.
That's it, isn't it? Yes. My family's originally from that part of Virginia.
For someone who was just told $200,000 was stolen from them, you don't seem very concerned.
I don't think the number seems real. I only just learned of this map's existence when you walked in here.
So it's unlikely you could tell us why the thief may have targeted that map?
I'm sorry, but it's obviously not a treasure map. It's not like there's gold buried in King James County. If there was, my granddad would have dug it up a very long time ago.
Perhaps your smokescreen theory is wrong.
Miss Ray, you have relationships with several other archives in the city due to your philanthropic work, yes?
Yeah, lots. Why?
Well, we first learned of this case because the library was too embarrassed to report the crime. The crime itself, meanwhile, displays a degree of discrimination on the part of the thief, a certain expertise.
So you think he committed other thefts, but the victims didn't come forward?
It's possible such crimes may provide vital data with which to catch him. Now, a friendly face such as yours, together with an assurance from us that we will be as discreet as possible, that might persuade other organizations to talk.
Of course, I'd be happy to help.
Kitty, I have some more of Clyde's things. Some toys, treats, a couple of cozies. Sherlock thought that he might be needing them. Oh, that was awful. I guess, but I thought you were going to try and meet your friends again tonight.
I was, but you know how it is. Duty calls.
What does this have to do with detective work?
It's just one of tonight's errands. We had some luck with that Bray woman. She called some archives and the like, got us some information on other thefts, so I'm just off to gather it up.
What is Sherlock doing?
When I left, he was waxing his single stick.
Sorry, that's not a euphemism. He was literally...
I know.
There'll be another night's drinks. In the meantime, Sherlock's data awaits.
What do you think you're doing?
I think I'm picking the lock. Again, keep doing this. You ask me to come over, and then you don't answer the door when I ring.
I mean, why are you picking the lock so noisily? Why not just announce the position of your cranium to an awaiting gunman?
What is it you wanted to show me? Productive night?
Exceedingly. If fortune is on our side, Captain Gregson and his finest should be apprehending our killer as we speak. Kitty will be apprising me presently.
I take it all of this helped you find him?
Know your enemy as yourself, Watson. As I suspected when I asked Margaret Bray for help, our thief is both a specialist in his field and a student of its past. I identified 3 more archives, which I believe were robbed by the same individual. In the days leading up to each robbery, including the one at the 39th Street Library, someone signed into the guest log under the alias René Duchet.
So you think the thief was using it to case out the locations?
Duchet was a French resistance member who stole a map of Germany's Atlantic Wall, their fortifications along the western coast of Europe, and this map was crucial to the Allied invasion at Normandy.
It's kind of a strange specialty for a thief, huh? Maps.
Not at all. In fact, all of history can be viewed through the lens of who stole whose maps. Each discovery, every war, the rise and fall of empires, all turned on cartographic espionage. It is this intrigue that creates their allure, which fuels the collector's frenzy. Now, our thief fancies himself a follower in this grand tradition, so it occurred to me he's either a collector himself or is selling his wares to other enthusiasts.
Well, collectors don't tend to get their hands dirty, so I'm guessing it's a seller.
I began with the same assumption. He would need somewhere for his customers to receive their goods, wouldn't he? Front business, perhaps? We know he admires René Duchet, so I searched for aptly named enterprises, and... voila! A frame shop in Brooklyn called Atlantic Wall Decor. Now, that would not be compelling in and of itself, but the owner of said shop, Stuart Zupko, was once a cartography student, got his first burglary conviction in 2007. It seems he's cultivated himself a niche.
What is it?
It's Kitty. The police have indeed found Mr. Zupko.
Oh, that's a good thing, isn't it?
The good news is it looks like Zupko was our guy. We found all the maps that were taken from the library.
Including the Bray map. It was the only one that was laid out. Zupko must have been standing here. Obviously, he was examining the map when he was killed.
And displaying it for a buyer.
That would make sense. There are no signs of a break-in.
But if Sherlock was right, if the robbery at the library really was all about the Bray map, and if that's what this is about, then... why would Zupko's killer leave the map behind?
Because this is not the Bray map. It's fake.
Certainly looks real, doesn't it? It helps that the paper is the right age. It's about 2 1/4 centuries, give or take.
But you're sure that it's a fake?
Mr. Holmes could tell right away. Maps like that were engraved on copper plates and then they were printed onto paper using a press. You can feel where the paper is slightly raised where the ink is because that's where the copper was carved away. The thing is, someone washed off a different image from that paper and then used it to make their own forgery.
Good. I have to take your word for it.
We had an expert run some tests. He determined that the ink was produced in the 1940s, a few years before your grandfather loaned the library the map.
I don't understand. Are you saying that he gave them a fake? That it was fake all along?
It's a possibility.
Well, I don't know what to say. Obviously, he wouldn't have given it to the library knowingly. What would he have said to gain?
Just so we're clear, Miss Bray, no one's trying to embarrass you or your family. The reason we're sharing this is the last person to handle that map is dead.
There's a theory of evidence that suggests that Stuart Zupko was hired to steal it, and then when the buyer realized it was a fake, they killed him.
If we're right, the buyer may still be looking for the real map, which was last in your family's possession.
Are you saying that I'm in danger?
I'm saying you should keep your eyes open. If you see anything out of the ordinary, or if anyone tries to contact you, you should call us.
Was I quiet enough for you? I picked the lock again.
No, you did.
You asked me to come here, so why do I get the feeling that I'm interrupting?
interesting.
We can now say with reasonable certainty that Stuart Zupko killed the guard at 39th Street Library. If I'm right that he was in turn killed by one of his map-obsessed customers, it behooves us to identify them, does it not?
Is she supposed to be a map collector?
I've spoken with some of the city's more reputable auction houses, and I have discovered that the Bray map was originally one plate from an atlas entitled Smythe's Virginia. Edward Smythe, the early American surveyor who drew the maps, is currently very much in vogue. Now, the process of dismantling atlases and selling their individual maps has long been common amongst collectors. This, in turn, has created an even more lucrative market for reassembling the books.
Okay, so how much is a restored Smythe's Virginia worth?
Far more than some of its parts, several million at least.
So if someone were close to completing their copy...
would explain why that person only really cared about the Bray map. Now, there is a collector named Austin Kornblatt. He's been trying to assemble a copy of the Atlas. He's bid very aggressively for plates in several auctions. He could be a viable suspect. If not, he might have some insights into others who sought the map.
Oh, this doesn't explain the,
Earlier this morning, I initiated a dialogue with Mr. Kornblatt under false pretenses. You are currently speaking with Amber 1776. I'm an obsequious American history major who's been fawning over his collection. I enjoy water sports and people who don't suck.
You are a honey trap.
I'm a patriot. And over our last exchanges, I've deftly steered the conversation towards him letting me see a copy of his atlas. He shows me his Virginia.
I get it.
I had hoped to hear back from him by the time you arrived, but depending on whether he's married and whether or not Mrs. Kornblatt shares his computer, it might take some time.
Where's Kitty?
Office supply run. I require staples.
Been running her a little ragged lately, haven't you? Kitty.
My instruction is not for the weak-hearted, Watson. You know this.
Well, she's trying to be a little more social lately, so you might want to ease up on her.
Get your own protege, Watson.
I'm just saying, I think it's a good step for her. So if it means giving her a little more free time, then I'm willing to pick up the slack. And I'm not going to run out and get you staples or anything, but if you are working on a case and you need a second set of eyes and someone to talk to, then you can call me.
I couldn't before.
Of course you could. You asked me to be a part of her life, to help her learn.
Kornblatt. He regrets to report that he no longer has the unfinished Smythe's Virginia. Gave up that hobby and sold it to an anonymous buyer several months ago. Got a ridiculously high price for it, he wants Amber to know.
Well, if you don't know the name of the buyer, then how is Amber going to send him dirty pictures?
You underestimate her resolve.
Austin Kornblatt, Detective Marcus Bell, NYPD. You had an online conversation earlier today with someone named Amber 1776.
Oh, God. Please don't tell me she's under 18.
Amber is definitely not what she represented herself to be.
My life is over.
All right, Mr. Kornblatt, slow down. You're not in any trouble. You didn't do anything illegal. You mentioned that you sold an atlas called Smythe's Virginia to an anonymous buyer.
You're kidding me. She was actually interested in that?
The department is trying to locate the buyer, so we'd like your permission to look at your bank transfer records, shipping info, anything you might have that would help us identify who bought the atlas.
And if I help you? No one ever finds out about Amber.
All that stays between us.
I can do better than bank records. I was contacted by a law firm. I'll give you the name. They acted as intermediary for the sale.
Well, she apologizes again and swears again that she passed her message about the Atlas on to her bosses. Someone will be able to speak to her shortly.
There's a helicopter landing on the roof. Can't hear that, can you?
Actually, I can. It's a Sikorsky S-92, 2010 model. The rotor is pulling a little bit to the left.
You mock what you do not understand.
You have great hearing. I understand.
So this lot from the coffee shop, she's mentioned them to you, Kitty.
Mm-hmm. She told you about them, too?
In so many words.
Is there something wrong with him?
There's a young man among their number.
Okay, so she likes the guy.
Might have caught a glimpse of a text message, quite unintentionally, you understand.
Oh, my God. You've been keeping her busy on purpose.
Miss Watson. Mr. Holmes. Sharon Tavner. I'm one of the partners. Sorry to keep you waiting so long. You had us at a disadvantage. Now we're all caught up. Please, follow me.
Sherlock Holmes, Joan Watson, William Hull.
My name is familiar, I take it.
Indeed. William Hull, real estate magnate. A man whose eponymous monstrosities have been scarring the Manhattan skyline for decades.
I was given a brief on you. You don't disappoint. Please.
So that was your helicopter landing on the roof. We weren't just waiting for your lawyers to figure out who we were. You wanted to be here in person.
But you have quite a reputation. I thought you deserved a face-to-face.
Obviously, you were the anonymous buyer of Austin Kornblatt's Atlas.
I brought it with me because you told the receptionist you were interested in it. You want it? Take it. It's yours.
Actually, we're more interested in the map it once contained.
The one that the Bray family gave to that library, right?
You're aware of it?
I watch the news. I know that the one that turned up is a fake. I'm interested in the original, same as you. Hearing that the Brays owned a copy is the closest I've come to finding one, which is the other reason I'm here. I'd like to hire you to find it for me.
Mr. Hull, are you familiar with a man by the name of Stuart Zupko?
The thief, the dead one. You're wondering if I made him the same offer? I didn't. Never even heard of him before yesterday. You have my word.
Oh, well, now that we have your word.
I have information that I think might help you with your case. Information about a certain third party.
A third party with their own designs on the map.
And the reason you have until now ignored your civic duty and kept this information to yourself
is that I can't be sure that they're behind all this. I could be exposing myself to a lawsuit. Come on, think about it. If I had anything to do with the crimes, would I be so stupid as to identify myself to you? I could have just told my attorneys to send you on your way. So come on, work for me. If I'm right about the other party, you won't just be making an obscene amount of money. You'll be bringing a criminal to justice. Isn't that what really matters?
That was abrupt.
But satisfying, no?
Well, should we call Captain Gregson?
So that Hull and his cronies can deny this meeting ever took place, what's the point?
Well, he said it himself. He might know who hired Zupko.
Bollocks. If he did, he would have passed that information to the police the same way he bought that atlas, anonymously. No. The real purpose of this meeting was to buy our allegiance. He knows that we seek the Bray map, and in the event we find it, he wants to ensure we pass it to no one but him.
If the whole point of acquiring the map is to complete the Atlas, then why did he just offer to give us his copy?
Because completing the Atlas is not the point. He obviously couldn't care less about his value as a collectible. And if it's irrelevant to him, I predict it's equally irrelevant to the third party he mentioned.
Then why would any of them want it?
The Bray map is old, and for being old, it is valuable. But that is not the point of it. Think, what is a map but a record? It's a piece of parchment splashed with information.
So it's not the physical map they're after.
It's the information.
I see rivers, hills, and towns. I suppose it qualifies as information, but is it important in 2014?
That is the question, is it not?
Unfortunately, this isn't even the map that's important. It's a scan of the one the library had. Which we know is a forgery.
We thought the Stuart Zupko was killed because he had procured a map of no collectible value. I now believe that he died because the map had no informational value.
But it's a copy. Shouldn't all the information be the same?
Should. Should being the key word. I believe that the original Bray map, wherever it now resides, includes data which the forgery does not. Data worth killing for.
Which means we need to find out what the forgery is missing. Wow, like you said, the original's nowhere to be found. There's no way of comparing the two.
Only partially true. Miss Bray was kind enough to give us these photographs.
They all include images of the map.
and they were all taken before 1940.
The expert who analyzed the forgery said it was made using ink from the 1940s, so if you look at photographs from the 20s and 30s...
We can assume we're looking at the original.
Mm. None of them feature the map.
But, with proper scrutiny, the discrepancies might present themselves.
Do you need to take that?
No, I don't believe she does.
How would you know?
Because we've got a lot of work to do and very little time to do it.
I'm here, I can help.
And help you shall.
What if my phone rings? Do I need your permission to answer it?
You are not my protege.
I'd like to go to the loo. Unless either of you have any objections.
I can't do what?
You can't police her like that. You can't tell her who she can and can't talk to.
I'm training her.
To be what, a shut-in? I know how you feel about romantic entanglements. You think love is stupid. Fine, whatever. But if that is the guy that she likes...
Then he'll call again! And again, and again.
This is exactly the same kind of crap you used to pull with me. I needed my space, and so does she.
Because you're the same. Your situations are identical. Yes! You were a virtual hermit when I found you in London. You could barely look me in the eye because I was a man and a man had hurt you so horrifically. Yes. You told me on more than one occasion that you thought of doing yourself harm. Yes, yes, I see it now. You and her are virtually indistinguishable. Thank you for helping me see that. Thank you. You're assuming that I'm interfering for selfish reasons, but I'm just merely trying to...
To protect her.
She's come a long way, Watson. She's come a very long way. Most of that progress is testament to her great strength, yes, but I dare say that I had a hand. So if some dalliance was to go wrong, if it was to hurt her in some way...
It would hurt you, too. I understand why you're afraid, but this is progress, too. You get that, right?
So I'll make copies of the Bray map and the photographs. The work might go faster if we work independently. So, last night, we asked ourselves, how does the real Bray map differ from the forgery?
Obviously, the answer is to shine a bright light in my face.
I spent several hours comparing images of the forgery to those photographs supplied by Margaret Bray. And as far as I can tell, original and forgery are identical.
Then your theory was wrong. The information on the original isn't what makes it so valuable.
My theory was right. The question was wrong. We should have asked ourselves, how does the Bray map differ from reality? This is a modern-day depiction of the land in the Bray map. That is the Bray map.
It all lines up pretty perfectly.
Edward Smythe was a fine map maker. Collectors are right to covet his work. But you're wrong. It doesn't line up perfectly. Note this one small section of the Spotswood River, where at some point over the last 220 years, the river has shifted its course.
And why is that important?
Because an Indian casino is currently slated for construction right there. Now, it will be the first in the state if indeed it is completed. The regulatory hurdles that such a proposal needs to clear are Byzantine, to say the least. And what we are looking at here may be the project's death blow. The treaty which established this reservation defines the easternmost border as the Spotswood River and cites this very map as its source.
So back then, the river veered more to the west.
Which means the proposed site of the casino is not on the reservation at all. They can't build there. Due to topographical concerns, no other site on the reservation will do. So, the reason to hunt for the real Bray map becomes clear. It, unlike a forgery, would be admissible in court and would in all likelihood spell the end of a billion-dollar endeavor.
Okay, so what does all of this have to do with William Hull?
Well, aside from his real estate in New York, he owns several casinos in Atlantic City. A casino in Virginia would take business away from him.
So you think Hull's the killer?
I'm almost certain that he is not. He has no motive to steal the Bray map. If he'd known it was in the 39th Street Library, his lawyers could have just subpoenaed it.
And who?
You the folks who are asking to see me? Leon Moody, General Manager.
Sherlock Holmes, my colleagues and I are consultants with the NYPD.
A little far upstate, aren't you?
Once two murders have been committed, we go where the case takes us. You're not just the General Manager here, you're also the Chairman of the Algonquian Gaming Commission, right?
The same commission which is funding the Powhatan tribe's efforts to build a casino in Virginia.
Two men were murdered this week because someone tried to steal a map from a library that could derail that project.
Now, if you help us identify the perpetrators, you have our word. No one will know the information came from you.
You folks got a long drive back to the city. You ought to get going.
Mind if I ask a question first? I came here before my associates, and whilst I was walking past your blackjack tables, I couldn't help taking these videos.
You gotta delete those.
It's all in the cloud now. I noticed how rarely face cards are coming up. They make up almost a quarter of the deck, but in my videos, I don't see them nearly that often.
Got me thinking, what if the casinos, say, pulled a few kings and queens from each of those six deck shoes? The house wouldn't have to pay out for blackjack nearly as often.
It's only a small sample, but we have colleagues at the FBI who'd be more than willing to take a look. If they were to shut you down for just one day, how much might you lose?
We're just asking for a name.
Come with me.
Is that...
the original? What do you think?
As you're probably aware, this is the second such forgery we've seen in as many days. It's not quite as good as the other one, but still.
Why are you showing this to us?
My associates and I only realized the King James County map was at that library a few weeks ago. We thought it was real. We knew it could be used against us, so we arranged to have this one made. We were going to pay someone at the library to switch ours out with theirs. No one was going to get hurt.
So if anyone subpoenaed the map, William Hull's attorneys, for example, your interests would be protected. Someone would discover the map was a fake, and then plans for the casino would keep moving forward.
You can imagine our surprise when we saw the news this week. Someone else had stolen the map. A guard had been killed. Then the map turns up, only the police say it was a fake all along. We realized we'd gotten ourselves all worked up over absolutely nothing. You're more than welcome to take it. We never did anything illegal with it. Now, I know you were hoping for a name, but can I at least assume that you'll delete all of those videos?
Our colleagues at the FBI will hear nothing of your questionable gaming practices.
Obviously, I hope the real map never turns up. We have a lot riding in the casino in Virginia. The two murders? I only wish I could be of more help.
Actually, you've been more helpful than you realize. I think I know who killed Stuart Zupko.
Kitty, right?
You remember Captain Gregson?
Mr. Holmes said on the phone that you've uncovered another forgery of my family's map.
We'll show you.
Miss Prey.
Certainly looks authentic.
It is, in fact, a rather crude reproduction. Forger never had access to the original. He did his best using the high-resolution scans the 39th Street Library made available on their website.
And where did this one come from?
It was commissioned by a group which is trying to build a casino. And they were worried that the original would kill their project, so they planned to discredit it by replacing it with this one.
Would you like to know where the casino was going to go? Right here. Your family still owns land just outside the reservation, land that would be worth hundreds of millions of dollars, but only if the casino went forward. There would be hotels, restaurants,
pawn shops, the old money lender.
Now, you knew about your grandfather's map and the trouble it would cause once people noticed it. People like, say, William Hull.
This all started when the library put a scan of the map online. You couldn't just steal it and make it disappear. You had to throw the history of the original into question.
So, you commissioned this forgery. This is the map we found at the scene of Stuart Zupko's murder.
Are you suggesting that I had something to do with what happened to him? You said that the map that was stolen, it was forged in the 1940s. How could I have possibly commissioned it? I wasn't even born yet.
In point of fact, we said the ink was produced in the 1940s.
The map that Zupko stole, the one that was in the library for years, was the genuine article, after all.
You commissioned him to acquire it for you. You then brought it to a forger with instructions to create a copy which looked like it had been made 70 years ago. You then murdered Stuart Zivko. You left the forgery at the scene to make it look like a handoff had gone awry.
There's very few guys in New York that could pull something like this off. You needed someone from the old school. Someone like Franco DeMasi. We showed him photos of what you did to Zubko and hinted that he might be next. He's cutting a deal right now.
A career criminal tells you that I hired him, which is what he knows that you want to hear, and you start throwing accusations around?
After Mr. DeMasi completed his work, he returned the original to you, which you, of course, destroyed. But when making a forgery using copper plate, it takes negligibly more time to create two copies rather than one.
He realized how valuable the original was, and so he made a second duplicate to hand off to you. He kept the real one for himself, this real one. Now, this map has traces of mold on it, which prove it was in a drawer in the 39th Street Library for decades. It also has your fingerprints all over it.
I'm guessing you fly a lot, because the trusted traveler program you gave your prints to, it interfaces with our system. All in all, DeMasi's word against yours sounded pretty good.
Gonna sit there, or are you gonna help me?
Have a seat.
Watson has impressed upon me that I owe you an apology. You may have noticed I've been keeping you rather busy lately. Some of the errands were beneath you.
You're very clear about all of this in London. You told me that there'd be Scott work every now and again.
I'm aware of the young man at the coffee shop, Zachary. I know you've developed a rapport and that he is in his own plodding way courting you. I was worried, so I kept you otherwise engaged. That was a mistake. I have watched the progress you've made over the last few months with great pride, and you've come a very long way. I should have trusted you to continue that progression.
I knew.
You knew what?
I could tell that you'd figured out about Zachary. I knew that's why you were keeping me busy. But I was glad of it. I was afraid as well. Zachary's sweet. And he likes me. What you did made me feel very protected. You're very loved. So just stop moping about. I've got ice cream to put away.
Watson's offered to reclaim a greater role in our collaboration so that I might give you some more personal time. I shall be accepting her offer. How you choose to spend that time, that's entirely up to you. This Zachary, does he have an aversion to insects?
He said you were going to leave him be.
There's an entomology exhibit in the Museum of Natural History. I thought you and I should pay a visit there this afternoon. If your friend is free, perhaps you'd like to join us.
Yeah, call him. Find out.